Dale Finucane, at just, 32 years of age, through the week announced his retirement from rugby league based on medical advice, and Dale said it really wasn't a decision to make. Very keen to speak to Dale Finucane, one of the best talkers in rugby league. He's been a great leader. Craig Fitzgibbon, every time you run into Craig, even off air, and you ask him about leadership at Cronulla, he cannot rave enough about Dale Finucane. And we know what an elite player he's been over a long, long period of time, and he needs to be congratulated on a great, great career, and he's on the line. Dale, how are you going?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. How are you now, a couple of days after you've made the announcement, where you did say it wasn't really a decision to make? How do you feel now it's all done?
Yeah, it's still quite a surreal feeling. It all probably happened over the course of 3 weeks where, seek medical advice and saw neurologists and neuropsychologists. And, initially at the start, I wasn't really prepared for what was to come. But I felt like in the beginning, I was almost ticking a box to say, going through the protocols to get back to playing. But, obviously throughout the course of the process, it looked more like it was unlikely that I was going to return to play. So it's all sort of hit me, pretty quickly, and I only sort of decided definitively on Thursday last week. And I guess getting around to family and friends and letting them know, and now obviously it being public and getting back to everyone, there's obviously been an overwhelming amount of well wishes and messages from friends and family. And it's still, as I said, it's still quite surreal. I've been back into the club since, and obviously the club has a role for me there, and we're sort of working out exactly what that is. But I'm kind of just finding my feet in life after football, I guess.
Well, as I say, congratulations on a really wonderful career. Remembering your debut back in Mackay, the kick onto your career in Melbourne, and now as a leader at Cronulla Sutherland, the rep footy you've played. It's been a really wonderful career, and well done on all of that. It's a shame it's ending so prematurely. And, we've seen with Boyd Cordner retiring a few years ago and Jake Friend and others who have retired because of medical advice like you've gone through. But they talk about some of the symptoms that they've had ongoing, and Boyd Cordner's spoken about how scared he was about headaches and forgetting things and all of that. Have you been going through that yourself?
So I'm a little bit different. I sort of haven't had any of those cognitive impairments, I guess. So I've sort of done all the neuropsychological testing and the neurocatch testing, which is, I think, new in this country. And all those markers were quite fine. I sort of sat quite average on a lot of those. So, and in terms of this being symptomatic, I haven't had any of that sort of stuff. The more concerning from a medical standpoint, that the neurologist was talking about was in regards to the frequency of, the fact that I was in double digits for non-return to play concussions, and probably just the MRI probably wasn't typical for a 30-year-old brain as well, which is obviously the other thing by comparison that was the guys. But I think those two coupled together was the reason for that recommendation.
Dale, mate, I know I sent you a message, but to actually get to speak to you, I want to say a huge congratulations, brother, for the career you've had, and obviously the opportunity I had to play against you. Mate, you always brought the best out of me, so, mate, thank you for everything you've done for the game, and obviously the Sharks, and mate, it's an amazing career. But, mate, how did you go telling your family after you found out?
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I kind of didn't want to tell anybody until, I was pretty definitive on everything, so outside of my wife and obviously the people who needed to know in, the club and the performance staff and the, and the doctors, I didn't really tell anyone, to be fair, because I didn't really want to alarm anyone and, have them worry prematurely if nothing was going to happen. So I probably didn't tell everyone till, the day before I'd made it public. And it was okay. And from, a parent's point of view, my mother particularly was obviously, it was no, she wasn't happy either way. She was obviously disappointed that I didn't get to finish on my terms the way I'd have liked to. But at the same time, she's obviously happy that, I'm not going to be suffering any more of those concussions related to football. So it was a little bit bittersweet. And I guess it was probably echoed among everyone I sort of spoke to is, they were happy, they're happy that I was going to be finishing up, but not the fashion that it ended.
And, mate, obviously, I know you've done a fair bit of work away from football as well, and you've got your degree as a teacher. Is that something you'd like to go back and get into?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm kind of, that's the plan probably when we get back to, Bega eventually in the next sort of few years. But, at the moment, I'm sort of, finding my way at the club. I've only sort of been in once since I made the announcement, and you know, Fitzy's assured me that there's something at the club there for me. Sort of just working out logistics and what that looks like at the moment. But I certainly love to stay involved in the game and obviously at the Sharks as well. So, you know, whilst I'm in Sydney, it's something I'm definitely willing to be a part of.
Hey, mate, I know obviously now you're retired, you're not going to get a chance to run back out in the field, but where do you think the Sharkies can go this year, mate? They're sitting at the top of the competition, they're playing some great football. What do you think is a realistic finish for us this year?
Yeah,
when I say us, I mean the Sharks.
Yeah, I'm very optimistic about, you know, where we're at the moment, and not just because of where we're sitting on the ladder. You know, obviously we're sitting in first at the moment, and it is early days, but I think particularly watching the game last week was how we defended. You know, I think there was a statistic that came out that, you know, over the last decade, I think maybe outside of the Cowboys, every team that's won has been a top four defensive team. So I think we're obviously trying to pride ourselves a bit more on defence this year, and that showed particularly last week and against a really good opponent in the Cowboys. And obviously I'd like to see how we go tomorrow night. And obviously that's the key for us is consistency and doing that every week. So, you know, obviously we'd love to be, you know, there in the end of September, October, but I'm really optimistic about where we're sitting at the moment.
Dale, firstly, congratulations on an amazing career and how you carried yourself on and off the field. There's lots of discussion at the moment around kickoffs, right? And Louis said earlier today that if they get rid of the kickoffs, he's not going to watch rugby league again. Where do you sit on the terms of where the kickoff is at and the amount of concussions, I guess, we're seeing from kick returns?
Yeah, I think I had a conversation actually with Buzz Rothfield yesterday, who asked me the same question about my opinion. And I'm sitting with Louis as well. Like, I, you know, despite obviously finishing my career prematurely, I think it's you know, one of the biggest parts of the game. And it's the spectacle that everyone wants to come and see. I know, I remember in, you know, times gone by when I was growing up, looking at, you know, Origin games and grand finals, like the most anticipated part of the game was that kickoff and who was going to take the carry. And I just think that if you get rid of that part of our game, it really takes away from the spectacle. And, you know, imagine sort of rocking up to an Origin game and they're tapping off from, you know, the 20-meter line. It just loses its effect. And I know that obviously at the forefront of our game, we're looking at safety, but, you know, from my point of view, I'd hate to see it go.
You touched on the results that you had through the scans and the like. What's the process like now for you, mate? Do you continue seeing doctors, or do you have to do brain training or whatever the case may be? What's the sort of situation like for you now going forward?
Yeah, so I've had one brief follow-up, I guess, with the neurologist, and went to a conference over in Pittsburgh and came back with some information, but he's forwarded it on to me. And to be honest, I haven't had a moment to even look at it yet, but there will be some continuing follow-ups and obviously MRI checks and different cognitive tests, I guess, that I do, and even cognitive exercises that they give you, obviously, to make sure that later in life, you know, you're not suffering any of those neurodegenerative issues. So, you know, that's probably the same for many rugby league players that probably need to do over the course of their year, over the course of their life, to, you know, make sure they're healthy in older age.
Now, Dale, looking ahead in the future, and you're talking about potentially working at the Sharks, could be a teacher in a school or a university. I would have thought you're more likely to turn up at Tamworth or Nashville. What's going on with the music?
I'd love to do that, certainly. No, I actually, it is on the radar. I would actually like to get involved and, you know, do a couple of gigs, and I just haven't had the time, obviously, with playing. And now that I'm obviously not playing, I'm not as regimented, I guess, in terms of, you know, preparation for games and things like that. So I can still rock up to football and, I guess, have a bit more of a relaxed approach. So I am hopefully getting back into it and hopefully doing a few more gigs.
Yeah, do you think that could be a career option or just something on the side still?
No, I don't know about a career option, just something on the side. A little bit of a cafe or a pub here and there, but I don't think the voice would hold up. I'd have an hour set list and I'd be cooked for the rest of the week.
Oh, mate, plenty to get by with an hour set.
Should hook him up with Dennis, yeah. I reckon.
Hook him up with Dennis? No, Dale's really good.
I know he's good.
Dale's really good.
Oh. Imagine having Dale Finucane and Wayne Pearce.
Oh. We've actually gigged together. We played at Rudy Hill last year on Australia Day. We actually played, Spud Carroll was a part of it, and Andrew Dawson. They've got a band, the Oz Icons. So I actually have played a couple of things with them. So that's something that's possibly in the pipeline down the track as well.
Well, there you go. So that, I reckon that could kick on a few years if you get a bit of time up the sleeve. But the plan's to go back to Bega eventually, is it?
Oh, at some point in time. Obviously, we're content in Sydney, you know, at the moment. But yeah, like obviously the plan was once rugby league had finished, we would return back home. But how many years, I'm not too sure. We're at least here for the next couple of years. So that's obviously what you know, my wife will be discussing over the next couple of weeks.
We have a segment on a Sunday called First Thought, where we'll bring up a topic and we're after people's first thought, first thing that pops into mind. So I'm going to test you with it, Dale. Best game you've ever played in?
Oh, Jesus. Best game. I mean, probably hard to go past the grand final, 17.
Yeah. Weirdest teammate?
Oh, weirdest teammate. with love and respect, Toby Riddle, but with love and respect. He knows I love him.
Tobias Eric Rudolph. Yeah, not a great surprise there. Toughest opponent?
Toughest opponent? I would say someone like Greg Inglis would be my toughest opponent. His speed, it's probably not the bigger guys that are, you know, the hardest runners. It's probably the guys who have got the ability to, you know, do that as well, as sort of step you as well. So probably Greg Inglis.
Craig Bellamy.
Oh, intense.
State of origin.
You know what? The first thing that came to my mind was Teddy, actually. The 2019 Series 3 win to finish and score the try, the Black Cheese Blues. That's probably the best moment, I guess.
You're good at this first thought thing.
Way better than Gibbsy.
Yeah. Yes. Well, he's got second and third thoughts. And finally, Luke Lewis.
Luke Lewis, legend. And
good boy.
I didn't know where Louis lived, actually. I knew he lived along the waterfront there in Cronulla somewhere, but I was walking on the Esplanade actually the other day, and he was walking up with his daughter, and went up for a coffee at his place and sat up there for about half an hour and chewed the fat. So, mate, all round top bloke, and that's echoed among the whole playing group of the Sharks. So, legend.
Thanks, Dale. Love you too, mate.